Sham Yishvius, Daf Ayin Tes, the new perek, the last perek of the Masechta, Perek Shvius, which no longer discusses the old halachas of Shvius, of Shemitah. We had the last discussion of the last perek, Esfichin. This is not talking about Shemitah's Ksafim, that a person has a loan. When it comes to the year of Shemitah, all loans are forgiven. Unless you have a prizbul, little was masakin, which we'll discuss the halachas of prizbul. The Mishnah discusses this aspect of it throughout the entire perek. So it begins the Mishnah. Daf ayin tes amud aleph. Shvius meshametes es hamilveh. Shvius cancels all loans, b'shtar, whether it was a milveh b'shtar or shlo b'shtar, whether it was a loan with a shtar or without a shtar, it cancels. It says the Mafulda. Malvis kaveru va'avril of Shvius, aka hava. Shvius comes in at any time after the loan. In a yachalid boyal v'yosemich haveri, can't go collect the loan anymore. The Torah says, shemot akol bal masi yado, you can't do it. Now, even if you give a loan with a shtar, which means he wrote a shtar achrayas, that he put a lien on his property, which Mefulda explains, the Mechzik Kemisha Mashkin Kakos Aslo. You think that maybe it's like a mashka, it's like a business transaction. It's not really a loan because he's meshuba to the karka. It's an achrayas, responsibility to pay. The halacha still is that Shemitah removes, afa pikein, Shemitah is meshametes, Shemitah removes that loan as well. Mishnah says, akafas, chonas in meshametes. A person went and shopped in a store and he owes the storekeeper money, ein meshametes. That's not. That does not get canceled with Shemitah. However, but if he turned it into a loan, rather than a credit that he took that he owes, but rather he turns it into a loan, the halacha is in his meshamet. Each obligation is meshamet. It doesn't make a difference what, even if you make a person goes ahead and buys something, then he buys something a second time. The halacha is all of them are considered shemitah, and abim uvatel. Now again, what's the kasvar? Why should a shopkeeper's credit not be considered a loan? Because since you come in, no, you didn't take it as a loan. You took it out. You bought it. But no, you bought it. In the derech halva, but derech tov. This is a chov. It's not halva. A loan is meshameta. It's a chov. But a chov, a person owes money. A person damaged somebody, and he's mechuyev to pay him. Or you bought something from a store, and you have to pay him for the object you bought. That's not shmita. That's not a loan. That's not meshameta. But Yehuda says, if you took the first one, but no, you went and you bought something else, then the first one is considered a loan, and it's Meshameyatzer of Yehuda. The second one is not, and the question is what the difference is. We'll see that we don't pass like Rav Yehuda, but we'll see the Gemara is qualified what Rav Yehuda's, when Rav Yehuda argues. Schasachin Meshameyat, wages of a person went and hired somebody and have to pay him a salary, pay him wages, that is not, it's also not Shemitah. That's not, you didn't pay him right away. That's not considered a loan. Shemitah is not Meshameyat. But if you turn that, what you owe the person, the salary into a loan, then it is Meshameyat. You see, Omer, Kamalacha, Shiposek, Shvius, Meshameyat, any obligation, any work that stops, the work itself that stops in Shvius is Meshameyat. But it doesn't stop in Shvius, it continues. In other words, a person goes ahead, that you went ahead and you took a job, a salary for work that's going to be done dafke in the year of Shvius, then Shvius is Meshameyat. But if it's going to be work that's ongoing, that's nothing, not tied to Shvius, then the halacha is, it's the considered, then it's not, because Erem Shemetes, it's not, doesn't get knocked away for Shemitah, does not knock it out, and does not cancel the loan. Mishnah continues, okay, the parachilka Rosh Hashanah, person who slaughtered a cow, the end of the year of Shvius, and then went ahead and made it that on the first day, Rosh Hashanah, he's going to pay for it. Chilka Rosh Hashanah. So then, again, what does it mean? He slaughtered the cow at the end of the Shvius year, and he went ahead and sold off its parts of it on the first day of Rosh Hashanah after Shvius. So therefore, the look is, you can go ahead, that Shvius is not Meshameyat. In other words, you couldn't collect the money for Rosh Hashanah, you couldn't do that. And Memela, therefore, he owes you the money, and therefore, that money is not going to be Shemitah. It's not going to go ahead and take off the Shemitah. What if it turned out that the month of Elul was a full month, and therefore it was really, the first day of Rosh Hashanah was really considered part of the year before, part of the, is considered part of the Shemitah year, then in such a case, when you had a situation where you go ahead now and you are b'mishameach, you're going ahead now and you're having to pay that money. You have to pay the money that you did, that you owe him, from the, what you took off and you shefted the cow. I know Shoshana, you divided it, but it's considered still part of a month before of Elul. Then look, it'll be in such a case, then Mishamit. Then look, it is Mishamit. The Malav, but if it's not done the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it wasn't considered in a Mishamit, then we don't consider it canceled. We consider it as if it's happened a year later, the year before. The Chiyuv comes in the year later. It's not on the part of the Shviyas year. In such a case, therefore, ain't Mishamit. And the Gemara is going to qualify this case in two different scenarios between these two cases, where the Chara, it seems to be a steer in the two halachas in the Mishnah. We'll explain that as the Gemara explains what the Lashon of the Mishnah means. But if a Fata Motzi Shemra, the person has a penalty for onus of a Fata, a Motzi Shemra, for defaming somebody, or a Mane is a woman, a Mefata woman, anytime Bezin give a psak, aim Shemitah. Shemitah does not remove this thing, does not remove the Chiyuv, it's not a Lov, it's not a Malv, it's not a loan, it's a Chov. Therefore, Shemitah does not take place. Mavel a Mashkon, a person who borrowed money on a Mashkon, Moses Shtarosa le Bezdin, who gave over his Shtaros to Bezdin to collect, Eim Shemitah. The same thing, Halacha, it does not, then Shemitah, it does not collect. That's one of the concepts of the Prusbul. When you're making a Shtar, it's considered like the Shtar, give it over the Bezdin, the Bezdin collects for you. That's not a din of regular loan, that's a Chiyuv Maisa Bezdin. The Gemara is going to explain why that would be different. And such a case, the Halacha is, Einu Meshamet, it's not Meshamet. That is the halakas of the Mishnah. Many halakas, we're going to have to see, each halakas are based upon a pasuk, and on one level, we'll see the two halakas of the Mishnah seem to be so sure itself, the Gemara is going to qualify what the case of the Mishnah is. Says the Gemara, break the Gemara. We say Shvita Mishametis. Nichash lo b'shtar. I understand without a shtar, stam alva. But b'shtar, why should it be a b'shtar? Yaskim move al mashkin. Let it be considered like a person lent on a mashkin. And lo yemashamet should be mashamet, because the lien you have you lent on a mashkin, the lien is given in considered as if the hands of the person, and it's not canceled by Shriya. So why should it be a bishtar? If you have a mal of bishtar, it should be like any mashkin. The shtar is like a mashkin; it should be in shmita. What's pshat in the Mishnah? Why does the Mishnah say bein bishtar, bein lo bishtar? I'm Rav Yochanan tiftor bishtar shem achrayas nachasim. Mishnah, my case of bishtar, there's no nachasim, there's no achrayas on property. Or Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, Mamela, there's no din shtar automatically achrayas. There's no alay, there's no lien, there's no achrayas. Mamela, it's not considered, it's a regular avah. We don't consider it as any achrayas whatsoever. And like Rav Meir says, in achrayas tosof, it's a mistake. There's no achrayas, there's nothing, you can't collect from achrayas. It doesn't have any, we don't pass like Rav Meir, but that's Rav Meir Shita. Mamela, therefore, if we don't consider it like a loan, it's considered, therefore, a kundra meir shita, such a loan has no value, not a business loan, has no kashivas to it, has no validity, halakhic validity to it, and therefore halakhic is like a regular loan, and you have to call imachai to collect. So the Gemara said, case came from Yochanan b'shtar, she aged by Christ Nakasim. A shtar that had a Christ Nakasim had a lien on a property. Hari Mishamit, then he passed against the law because Mishamit, it still cancels. So the man said, what was the shtar? Why would he cancel it? It's a regular business deal. It's not a loan. Why should it be Mishamit? So the Gemara says, we're talking about Mamesh and Umlita Min Halacha. Because we learned Halacha, we can darshan, we learned from Halacha. We learn a drasha from the Halacha. Anu Osin came. So we do act accordingly. If we have a Svara, we want to make a diuk from something, we want to go ahead and make a diuk from Halacha, in the Mishnah, is that since we say, we compare it like a din. So for that reason, you should collect. If you have a thing that's a chrayas, it shouldn't be collectible. Could we learn how to? You want to compare the two cases, but in my din, it should be the same. It's not the same halacha. It should be an osin din. We don't do that way. Says the Pei Moshe, Bitmiya, Moskashi. What's the Moskashi? Chimei, Shanu, Madamim, Nasa, Maisa, because we compare the two that chrayas is the din of as if there's nothing. It should be a din where all of a sudden you can collect from it. It's a Moshamet. Then you might say, Enonim, Sokonazze. It should not be so made. Halacha should be din Shemitah. So what's the halacha? Mishnah mean? Why does the Mishnah say that it's recorded? It should be the halakha, it should be canceled with Shvias. Why should it be? It should be. It's not the normal loan. It's not a regular loan, it should be canceled with Shvias. So Rav Yirmiyah, you know, the Mishnah's Tuvah cases where in the karka, he has no karka, he has no land. Therefore, even though you have an achrayus, a shtar sheyesh lo achrayus, but if there's no karka to be toveyed on, to be toled on, then the luck is it's in its mishamit. If there's a karka, then in mishamit. But if you the land without a karka, that's not considered any. Not considered a chrayus, not considered as it is any business transaction. It's tam alva. I mean, in such a case, then the luck would be if there's no karka, Mish's case, where there's no karka, then the loan should be mabatil, even if you have an achrayus on it, because without karka, it's tam alone, it has no daloka, and that's what the Mishnah means. Hayeshlo karka. Well, what if he had karka? And Mishami, Nechalami, we're talking about being God. So there was not a steer in daloka. If there's karka, then in Nechalami, it's not collected, because that daloka is like a business deal. It's on the karka itself. But if it's no karka, then the look is like a regular loan, it has no validity to it, and merely it's mishamit. I'm Rav Yossi. So you know, I feel like Eishel Kark mishamit. I don't know, even if that's Kark, it's mishamit. That's the halakha of the Mishnah. It doesn't make a difference. All loans are mishamit, whether it's Kark or not, Achrayus or Achrayus, it doesn't make a difference. How can I be? I said, Rav Yossi, Gid Rav Yav. Yossi, the Chari holds like Rav. Tim Rav, Mishim Rav. Yichelo karka, ain't a mishamit. A person designated a karka for it, and you're not mishamit. Lo amelo yichelo. But if you didn't, if one says, only when he designated a karka, amelo yach, if he didn't designate a particular can, now look, it's mishamit. It's mishamit. In other words, so that's what it, not stam. Otherwise, Rav Yossi makes no sense. If you made a business deal, and you have a karka, a chreish, miyakid it onto a particular house, a particular piece of land, then, of course, there's no din Shemitah. It violates everything we understand about the halakha of a loan of Shemitah. So how do we understand what Rav Yossi mean? Teretz Rav Yossi almost like Rav. So the number one, you have to have a land that has no achrayus. Even if you have a land that has achrayus, it has to be this karka. But even if this karka, says Rav Yossi, like Rebbe, it has to be, like Rav, it has to be meyachid karka. A person can own 100 pieces of property, and you could say achrayus on the land. On karka, on property that I have, that's not enough. It has to be miyaked a piece of karka. That's ainu mishamit. If you're not miyaked karka, then that's where Rav Yossi Shita is. Like Rav, then the halakha is not mishamit, and the halakha is that the halakha would be considered mishamit. It would be not enough to have the karka. That's miyaked, particularly a piece of property. So that's Rav Yossi Shita. It goes even further than what we said earlier. So you have again three steps. Number one, a karka that's a shmita, that alone that has a chrayus is not mishamit. Then you have another halakha that is mishamit unless there's karka. So the halakha, even if there's karka, if you're not miyaked karka, it's not considered shmita. That's halakha Rav Yossi. So like the Gemara, mishabed shalnas ishto. Person goes ahead and mishubed a field to his wife, and in the Torah teksuva he mishabed the field halakha machra, and he went ahead and sold it imrutz ligbos mimena mishar nechusim gavoa. If he wants to now collect from the ksuva, if he wants to collect from that field, she allowed to collect from it or take other property as well. She allowed to take. She allowed to collect from it. So that's the halacha because he can't. She's meshubit to the karka. He designated a specific field. He has a right to go collect that karka or to collect from other property as well. I'm Rav Hila. Hoy Rav Hila. As well as a paskin, kohen ten nanya like that brisa. He passed like that brisa. The woman can go collect from anything that she wants because he had a field. She miyachid a particular field for her. And now he sold the field. She can take that field or take from anything else she wants. Chavim boyin. The chaverim came in the base marriage. Lo kibbal mechas mishabatim. She can't stop collecting the field. Only for fields that are mishabatim. She can't go collect. There was a dead man in ksuva. She can't go collect from other things that are not mishabatim. Just because he went and sold it doesn't mean she has a right to collect whatever she wants. So Mulan Rabbi Yossi, Bnei Charon Lefaneh, Bnei Charon are in front of her. V'atar mat mishabadim, you said halacha is only collect from mishabadim. In other words, what's the pshat? You know why she can go collect from it? Because Lamaisa, he went ahead and he sold that property and the other fields. So therefore, whatever is in front of her, she can go take. Bnei Charon Lefaneh, says the Mrafolda, the Kaimilan and Gitna and Gov Mikhasim Shabadim Makam Shesh Nakhasim Bnei Charon. So you want to go collect from Mishabadim that he goes in Mishabadim? If there's unencumbered property, she can go collect from that. So even though Lamaisa, he may have designated a field, but if he went and sold that field and he has Karkas Mishabadim, you can collect Bnei Charon. You can collect from property that nobody's Mishabad to. So he has a right to collect from that, even if there's other property there because of Mishabad. That is the halakha of what we learn from the Chaver and learn from the Braisa. And that brisa, a case where the husband says to his wife, you cannot have any payment other from this property. Then she can't do it. That's the nafkamina of the brisa. If he says to her, you can collect from my properties, from anything I have that you can go collect. But if the lashon he uses, you can only collect from this and from nothing else, then in Okanami, she can't collect from Recharin. She only can go collect from this one, and she has to go get it from the person who bought it. She can't go take from anything else because he excluded, specifically excluded her being able to collect from anything else.